Well, hello there, pissheads. Tom Takar here. If you're a piss freak living in New York City, come see me and Tommy host our show at Caroline's Thursday, December 21st. That's tomorrow night, if you're listening the day this comes out, at 9:30 p.m. It's featuring Mark Normand, Dina Hashem, Noah Garden-Schwartz, Marsha Belsky, Matt Broussard, and Mike Leibovitz, and a little shitty Christmas music discussion for the holidays. And if you're in Bloomington, Indiana, come see me with Ben Moore and Matt Alonzo Morning for a Home for the Holidays show, December 22nd and 23rd, that's Friday and Saturday of this week, at the Comedy Attic. Our guest today is Rosebud Baker. She's awesome. She's so funny on this app. You're going to love her. Follow her on Twitter and Insta at Rosebud Baker. All right, enjoy the show. Hello there, piss freaks and geeks. This is your wonderful host, Tom Takar, and this is Stand By Your Band, the podcast where comedians defend music. Shortest one ever.
Yeah, I like that.
And let me introduce the Prince of Snarkness, Tommy McNamara, my co-host.
Isn't life wonderful? Wonderful.
Before we introduce our guest, we do have a sponsor this week. I don't know if I told you about this one yet, Tommy. It's in light of the holiday, it's Kris Kringle's Crisp Singles. Are you tired of wrinkly $1 bills?
Yes.
Well, Santa Claus himself has a solution for you. These are the flattest, freshest singles you'll ever experience. You'll be proud to fold these up and put them in your wallet. You can get 10 for the price of $20 with promo code Falduto. hohoho.com. So check that out, Kris Kringle's Crisp Singles. And let's welcome our guest to the show this week, Rosebud Baker.
Oh, hello.
How you doing?
Hello. I just walked in.
You did?
Hello, I'm good.
Nice.
I'm very excited.
You came
excited.
In while Tommy purposefully got in the shower right when you got here.
Yep.
Hoping that you would come in the bathroom. He always does this when we have female guests. It's really fucked up.
I would have been in the shower earlier if Tom didn't take such a long shower.
Look, I was thinking up Kris Kringle's Crisp Singles in there.
Your best idea is to come in the shower.
That was brilliant, by the way. I mean, I think we're all sick of wrinkly $1 bills.
Aren't you tired of... look, if you're tired of wrinkly $1 bills, I have a solution for
you. I don't know
you.
About the rate. Like, yeah. 10 for 20?
Hey,
that's a you deal.
Think, you think, you think?
You think
it's going to be one for one? Well, they're out here ironing dollar bills.
They are charred and burnt to a crisp, unusable. But
yeah, you can't use them. They come framed. Oh, man. How are you doing, Rosebud?
I'm good.
You
I'm
having
good.
A good day?
Yeah. I woke up this morning. I did some brush-up research.
Yeah.
On this pod.
In case you didn't read the title of the episode, we're talking Bieber today.
Oh, yeah.
This is a big topic. A lot to cover today.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I'm excited.
Are you a believer, Tommy?
We'll see through the hour.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I guess we can't give that
away
now.
My,
How long have you been a believer there, Rosebud?
Since he had bangs.
Damn.
So, the beginning.
Wow.
When
was
that?
Beginning.
It's been quite a while now, right?
Yes, it
has. He was 14. It's been 8 years, I think.
Yep.
I was reading about him today. He has a very interesting backstory, and he was raised by a single mom.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't rich. I assumed that he was like a rich kid. I didn't know a lot about him.
No, he was not a rich kid.
Yeah.
He and his mom, he like loves his dad so much,
uh-huh.
but like his dad was, you know, not around.
So they were just divorced?
Been there.
I think they were divorced. But his dad does have some badass facial hair.
I don't know that they were ever married, actually. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty...
But how do you have a kid if you're not married?
But they are super Christian, so they probably were married. I think I'm going to get a lot of shit about saying that just now. I just remember reading something where I was like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. All I know is that they didn't have a lot of money. He was... he got his first drum set, I think, when he was like... 6 years old, and just killed on it. Like, was just a little fucking prodigy.
Yeah.
And then
He's a little drummer boy.
Yeah, like they gave him a little one drum.
Yeah.
And he had just this like innate sense of rhythm. And then they got him like a little plastic drum set. And he like outgrew that, just like immediately outgrew that. And then they got him like a real Pearl drum set.
Wow, that's like Tommy's parents got him a microphone when he was four.
Yeah.
And he was making references to the Teletubbies on it.
Just keeping it topical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, no, I'm a big believer. I've always been a believer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I will give him, so he got discovered at a young age.
Was it by Usher? Isn't that the story?
He wasn't discovered by Usher, but Usher was one of the people who was quick to scoop him up. There was like a battle between him and I think Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
Where what happened
was, is that the guy from Wonderwheel?
That's right. Bieber like was uploading his videos on YouTube because he did this competition where he did like an R&B cover or something like that.
In Canada.
In Canada, like in school or something like that. It was some competition that he got second place in. And then his mom had taped it and put it online. And then they started putting all of his videos online of him performing. And then this dude, Scooter Braun, I don't know if you say Braun or Brown.
Braun.
Here. Yeah, a former marketing exec for So Def Recordings, happened to accidentally find one of his videos, and he was like, this kid's got it.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This kid's got it. He called
he had just searched like
he like ended
hot
up calling
young Bond child online.
It did start with a porn search.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he came across a child prodigy.
Talent.
You never know where your porn searches are going to go. But they found, he struck gold that day, and he wasn't going to let it go.
His pants around his ankles. Honey, come in here.
I just found our next meal ticket. He says meal ticket like it's the 30s.
I always knew my mom was wrong about your child pornography. I knew something good would come.
I've always believed in you, Scooter.
What's
I love
weird
that his
is,
real name is Scooter, by the way.
It's so funny.
Never trust a man named Scooter who discovers a child.
Well, I mean, I guess you should, because it worked out for this guy. It's What's true. Funny is... So I think his actual name is Raymond, because the name of the group is Raymond Braun Media Group. I think Scooter was a...
Maybe
was
Raymond was his dad, and they've all been
that
in
could be.
Child...
They've been in the child porno industry
child
for
trade
quite a while.
In one way or another.
Oh, God.
Tommy, does it destroy you that you didn't find him first?
Yeah, of all the teens I've brought through this apartment... saying these are prodigies.
If only you hadn't been searching redheads that whole time.
I did find Ron Weasley.
Oh, boy. What's crazy is, so I was reading all this, and I was like, man, his mom seems like a good lady. She, like, helped him out, and, like, she's a single mom, and I was, like, all into her. And then I was reading, I guess that this Braun guy found the video. He found where Bieber went to school, and, like, found the theater that he had been performing in, got a hold of his mom, and like tried to sign him like that, and the mom wouldn't. She was very reluctant because of Braun's Judaism, it says.
No.
She remembered praying, God, I gave him to you. You could send me a Christian man, a Christian label. It's got an exclamation mark.
That's impossible.
God, you don't want this Jewish kid to be Justin's man.
That's
do
not
you?
True. That's not That's true.
I swear to God.
Shut the fuck
here.
Up.
I swear to God.
Here's, you want to know what really happened? He ended up, well, it actually. She had even more reason to be nervous. The real life story is that he ended up calling.
Girls.
He called Justin's school. He was like calling everyone but his mom. He called like Justin's uncle and Justin's school, and she was like, "Why is this old man from across, you know, from in the United States looking for my son
from across the pond?"
Yeah, just like just calling everywhere.
Yeah,
and then. So she called him up and was like, we're done here. Like, you can stop calling my son.
Yeah.
But I guess it wasn't even that, like, that odd, because people were trying to track down Justin anyway, because his like, YouTube videos were so good.
Uh-huh.
So it might have been somebody, for all she knew, it might have been somebody being like, will you please sing Stand By Your Man? Or
sure,
like, will you?
Sure.
You know.
We should get him to sing Stand By Your Band. Yeah, speaking of that.
You think
we
he'd really be down for that?
Yeah, I think he'd be up for that at this point. We can pay. We already are trying to pay Aaron Carter to sing on here.
I forgot about him.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
No, no, he's alive. Not kicking so much anymore, but he's still alive. Yeah, Bieber had, there was like a bidding war between, let's see, Braun and Usher teamed up to take him, but Timberlake was in a bidding war for him. And then they introduced him to the star maker, L.A. Reid.
Ooh, a pink fame. Mm-hmm.
And then they, for the rest is history, baby. I mean, he was made that in, I think it was 2009 was his first big hit. Like he, yeah.
Yeah.
He had a song called One Time that hit like number 17
on
Billboard.
Let me tell you one time.
I don't remember that one.
This is before his album came out. Like it wasn't, his first album wasn't until, let's see, 2010 was Baby. And then I think it was later in 2010 that that album came out. And then it immediately was like, he just immediately had taken the world by storm. There was so much heat behind him and like, I think that that's a lot of what people are pissed off about is that they're like, he's created by the industry, which I think that there is like when you have that much of a push behind you, like this could have, he could have clicked on some other kid and then that kid would have been famous, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But
there was no other kid.
There was no other kid. There was, he has the talent though. I mean, he has the voice.
He's got the chops.
He does have the chops.
And
but
I hated it when people would be like, he's not good.
That's what
like,
people are saying on the Facebook thread.
Are you, sure you fucking kidding me?
A lot of people on the Facebook thread
I'd
don't like
to
his
see
voice.
Any of those people have a sing-off, okay, or a twirl-a-thon with Justin Bieber, okay? What? Any of those people.
That's my new favorite competition reality show.
Twirl-a-thon?
Sing-off twirl-a-thon.
America's next top twirler.
It sounds like a twirl-a-thon would be at a car dealership. Like,
it does.
Yeah, Toyota's twirl-a-thon.
December to remember, twirl-a-thon.
I mean, those people who are saying that shit have not even the ounce of talent that he has.
Sure. I will say, we've talked about this on the podcast before. I don't think you have to have talent to criticize talent. Tommy, speak to this.
Sure. Let me ask you a question. Do you like, so where in your life were you when Bieber came into your, like what drew you to him?
Well, I was going through a tough time.
Oh shit. No, see, this kidding. Is what we want. We want the juicy. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
We want that juice.
I guess I was, it's 2000, it was 2009. Is that right?
Something like that. Yes. Yeah.
That's
2009.
That's when that first song came out. It's pretty cool. 8 years ago.
Oh, wow.
On this very day.
I see. It's like he was with me forever. I'm like, I remember him from high school. And I'm not even lying when I say that. I really do. I like remember him from before.
Oh, my God.
Maybe you've lived multiple lives.
Maybe I've, yeah.
But wait.
I can't imagine a world without him is what I'm saying. But I got into him actually because my sister got into him. My sister was like a believer right from the get go.
Yeah.
She was like, she had a giant cardboard cutout of Justin Bieber in her college dorm.
Yeah.
And would drive around with it in the car with her. Like
whoa,
she would put it
God.
In her car.
To use the carpool lane? Was like, it like a Larry David
like,
thing?
Not even. Just like with the top down, just waving at people like a beauty queen with no fans.
I'm going to start doing that with an Adnan Syed cutout so that nobody bothers me.
Hang on, the Best Buy part.
Yeah, yeah.
It was
you
really.
Referenced that so much on here.
I love it.
She was a huge fan, and I was like, I just knew about him because everybody that I knew was like a music snob and hated him. And then I listened to his music, and I was like, what is there to hate about? Mm. I was like, do you hate joy? What is wrong with you? Like, do you hate dog sweaters also? Like, everything about him is joy bringing and hopeful and beautiful and true.
Wow. That's the poll quote from the episode.
That's beautiful.
That's it.
I get what you're saying, though, because it does feel like he has been there for a long. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it is weird to picture the first time. Like, I remember Baby being huge, but it's like, I don't remember being like, oh, there's this new kid, Justin Bieber. It was always like pop legend Justin Bieber. But it was like, this is his first song.
It immediately felt big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that he had all that hype behind him because I remember being like he was on Ellen and stuff and like he was people wanted him to be
they
funny.
They gave him an
somehow.
HBO special, right?
That's right. Yeah. Oh shit. Damn.
they sold out Madison Square Garden, I think, within the first like 2 years.
Jesus.
Wow.
That he became famous.
I wonder how we can tap into that fan base.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to get you a hair swoop there, Tommy.
Gotta do the bang wave.
Oh, yeah. I'm almost
the way
there.
He used to toss his hair back.
You gotta stop cutting your hair so early.
That's right. Yeah, right. That's the problem.
Yeah. The only stop trimming it. Let it grow.
Okay.
I was reading. So, have you gotten backlash for liking Bieber the whole time?
The whole time when he was like at first.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, "You, what are you talking? He sucks."
Sure, because this is pre-sexy Bieber. Like,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
He was always sexy to some people.
Oh, he
like
was
Tommy
always sexy.
But he was like a teenage sensation. But then now he's like actually sexy, and he's like posting pictures of his dick all the time.
Hell yeah.
Have you seen these pictures of this guy's dick?
I mean, of course I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, he's always posting like boner pics and stuff.
Wait, really?
Kind of. Like on Instagram, he'll post these pictures where he's like holding his dick through his boxers and stuff. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the background of my phone. I'll show you.
He's playing to his fan base. He knows what we want.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's weird because I don't even know if he has like a huge hog or anything like that. It's just like it's a Bieber hog. So people
it
are
doesn't matter.
It.
Yeah.
And he's ripped. So it's all good.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like if you have a small dick, but you're ripped, it like equals out.
It doesn't really, though, because like if you're ripped, but you're still a small dude, it's like it's like fucking a strong rat. You know what I mean? It's like not.
Which sounds good. I've heard of pizza rat,
look
but
at this
strong
muscled,
fuck rat.
This muscled rat.
I've heard of Strom Thurmond, but strong
oh
fuck,
my God.
Rat.
Fuck rat.
Oh, man. Fuck rat should be our new character for the podcast.
I wish we could title that. This episode,
yeah,
fuck rat,
maybe
but you know.
I mean, nothing's stopping us.
Legendary fuck rat Justin Bieber.
Yeah. What do you think, Tommy? Ripped or big dick?
I almost spit.
It's a good question. I don't know. It's a tale as old as time.
Yeah,
because you know?
What if? Because the problem is, if you have a huge old crank, but your body's a tub of lard.
I think it's like a
people aren't attracted to you, then you can't even use it.
That's not true. Because think of Tony Soprano.
Oh, James.
I mean, I never saw his dick, but I assume
crank?
He had a huge hog. Yeah.
He is the most charming man. Like I would watch
absolutely.
That show. I was so like I definitely had a crush on him. He's just so charismatic. It's crazy. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely. And he did big dudes a favor for the rest of
for
time.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like. They made him into a sex symbol somehow.
He's got to have a winning smile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
fuck
true.
Like you're dying.
Oh, God. Is that that's a winning smile.
You look Jesus. Like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit.
That's what the women love.
So yeah, I remember sex symbol Wallace. Remember those pictures he put up of him holding his dick while Gromit like looks at it? He didn't do anything. He's just a dog.
He's just holding his dick.
Is that what it was? I don't really. I remember
yeah,
Wallace
it was like
and
a
Gromit
goofy looking dude and a dog.
Ah.
Did the dog talk?
No.
I don't think it did.
The dog didn't talk.
Man.
These are the British people.
British
you know
people
I mean?
Can be so unfunny that the dog didn't even have to talk.
Yeah.
It's just a dog like making weird faces every once in a while. The British are like, oh, they're so dry.
This is great. This is great.
British humor sucks. I said it.
And the American one, it's like Meg Fox plays the dog. Because we're so stupid that we needed to be like.
You say Megan Fox?
Yeah.
Like it's like a hot woman has to play the dog?
That's how
I love that. We need it to be sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to know there's a sexy voice behind the ugly dog or we're not buying.
Oh, man. Teens today jerking off the Gromit.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd never have been on the Bieber's Not Talented, but there's a lot of personality stuff that we need to get into.
I think
into.
That's going to be a lot of this episode that you're going to have to defend Bieber behavior. Behavior.
That's
all
good.
Right. Well, Hop I ahead. Can behave. All right. I can do that.
So let's get into immediately his DUI. Let's talk drunk driving as a Bieber celebrity. Oh, he has a lot of car issues. There's like three in one that I can talk about.
All right, let's
one,
hear it.
I think most people have one DUI.
Sure.
most cool, nice people.
Yeah.
Most cool
We're
people.
Not, I'm not. It, look, people make mistakes. I'm not one to talk here, but I think that celebrities, it annoys me whenever a celeb gets one because it's like, you're so fucking rich. You could have just got, you should always get a car if you're a celebrity.
Right.
Especially coming of age when he did, when it's so much easier.
Yeah, of course. Like now he can get an Uber or something like that, which leads me to my next one. There's a story here where he ordered an Uber like limo, like, and then the driver says that Bieber asked him to turn the music up. They gave him a CD to put in. It was him and like his posse.
Yeah.
And then the guy puts in the CD. Then Bieber's yelling at him angrily to turn it up.
Yeah.
And then the guy kind of turns it up. And then Bieber gets even mad. He's like, turn it all the way up. I said, turn it all the way the fuck up. And then the guy's like, no, I don't want to turn it all the way. I don't want to max it out because it'll be too loud. I'll get a headache. He literally says that. That's what
whiny ass Uber driver. Fucking whiny, bitchy Uber driver.
So then Bieber climbs over him while he's driving.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Climbs up to the front, cranks it all the way up. And the driver says, no, please don't do that. And then Bieber starts punching him in the side of the head, closed fist as hard as he can.
All right. Like I can defend this easily. All right. Some of us, when we drink, we get a little violent. Some of us might throw a few punches.
It's so funny how your arguments sound like Blair's, where it's like, who among us? She kept saying that. Who among us hasn't hit
this
somebody?
This is what happens. All right. I one time got drunk, asked my friend for directions. He didn't have an answer. I punched him in the face. I don't recall why
yeah,
I did
true.
That. But I know at the time I thought I was right. And that's what's important. Can you stand by your own opinions and defend yourself with a fury of a thousand suns?
That's fair. All right.
I will say on defended. That defense, like, thank God. Not being in the limelight at like 19, you know what I mean?
For
like,
sure, yeah. I'll definitely give him a little bit of. It's a bummer to when you're fucking 14, you're a superstar and everybody wants to suck your little 14-year-old dick.
Oh, God.
Well, they did.
Your little rat dick.
Your little rat fuck dick.
Yeah,
and it probably makes you a crazy person. It has to, like,
for sure.
There's no way it doesn't fuck with your brain. He's never had anybody tell him no his whole life. Like,
and
I mean, not since he was 14, but the brain doesn't fully develop. But when you are 14, it is fully developed, and you are a sexual being. Our boy Roy Moore.
Wait, is that true?
Yeah, we.
That's impossible. No way.
It's like 22.
It's 26.
To your brain. So, is it 26? Yeah.
26.
No, that's just we're sponsored by Roy Moore this week, and do know that the recount's gonna go through.
Well, we found out he had that Jewish attorney. We started praying to God, please give us a Christian attorney.
Please, God,
send us a Christian Alabama senator. Oh my God. Yeah, I think that we got to give him a little bit of leeway. I mean, I fucked up when I was 21 or whatever. Like, I definitely, like, drank too much and acted. I probably acted like a little bitch sometimes.
Mm. Well, this punching thing, this happened, you know, yesterday. But
Yeah, I mean, we all need time to grow.
We got to, you know, blow off some steam.
It's true.
No.
And, like, I get it. Like, he's getting DUIs. He's famous. He's celebrating. It's like after Tommy found out that he was going to be a breakout artist and he got high on glass and stole my car and hit.
It was good glass.
He smoked a bunch of glass.
It was good glass.
What do you want? It's good glass. I don't even know what glass is.
Is that meth?
I thought it was meth. I was like, it has to be meth.
I forgot what it was. I just like the idea, like, ooh, this is some
good
glass.
I actually didn't know what was going to come out of my mouth until halfway through that sentence.
You're on thin glass, Tommy. The other thing he did with his car, and this is probably the worst one. He was trying to scare paparazzi with it, and he hit one.
Oh, I also did that.
Yeah, is that right?
I'm not paparazzi. It was actually my school crossing guard who was telling me that I couldn't leave without a pass.
Uh-huh.
But I left school every day to go to acting school halfway through the day. And I showed him my pass every day. I didn't have my pass. He wouldn't move. I was like, I'm going to hit you with my car. I gave him a warning.
Oh my God.
He was like,
this is all starting to add up why you like it.
He said, please don't. I was like, it's going to happen, buddy. I don't have time. I'm late for acting class. I'm emoting already. I'm warming up. Please move out of my way. He said no again. I fucking drove into him.
Wait, you know? What happened? Was there an aftermath?
There wasn't much of one. He did chase me for a bit, and then but I was in a car. So what's he gonna do?
But you never returned to that town
again. The
next
day, I showed up with a pass, and I was like, "Here you go."
And he was just like,
he just took my pass. He was just one of those guys.
He's in a wheelchair.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, you're only here because you feel like bullying children. You know, like you're just like a rule nerd.
For sure.
So like those people should be eliminated.
Yes. Eliminated?
Be it by car?
Well, you know, not necessarily permanently, eliminated. But eliminated from your path.
Eliminated, just like those scooters of the world. those are Bieber's car.
So wait, is there more about the paparazzi thing, or is it just he hit him?
He hit him, and then he like
paparazzi. I just
he's been sued by so many people, and like it seems like he just settles out of court for all these things.
Okay, yeah.
Like he always kind of gets away with it. He served like 2 years of probation or something like that, but I don't think it actually.
I don't
think
the term anything serving has ever touched probation.
Him. Like, yeah.
He didn't like have an ankle bracelet.
No. He. It seems like for the most part, he pretty much completely got away with everything he's ever done wrong.
Good for you, Biebs.
Paparazzi is terrifying, though. Just like the concept.
True.
I was listening to something about Princess Di. And just like the thought of like being chased around by cars of people trying to take pictures of you, it's crazy. It's scary.
And I'm glad that everything worked out for her.
Yeah. Well, she actually died because her driver was drunk.
Is that true?
So DUIs are not cool.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, that's why they're not cool.
Because of Princess Di.
Because of Princess Di.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of feedback. I think it's because these cords are all over the place.
It might be my phone. Should I turn it on?
Oh, that might be it.
Airplane mode?
Yeah, I think that is it.
Also, I'm sorry if you guys hear there is an active church that shares a wall with us.
I don't think they can hear it.
They don't think they can hear it?
I don't think they can. Yeah. If you can, tweet at us, down with the church, separate church and podcast.
Separate church and podcast.
Let's talk about, we talked about his penis. I think that he's definitely very stupid on Twitter. Like he'll say he does things on Twitter that can be irresponsible. Like he sent out a call for people to shit on this dude, the Black Keys drummer. Kind of started this by he was asked about if Bieber deserved a Grammy, basically, or that if he got snubbed, and the drummer was like, I think that he's doing pretty well. Like, he should be happy that he's where he is, or something like that. And then Bieber tweeted out that drummer deserved to be slapped around. And then Bieber Beliebers tweeted out, I want to kill you right now. It's so funny because you imagine Bieber fans to be like these 14-year-old girls, and they're just sitting behind their computer like, I'm going to murder you.
No, we've all grown up to be mob members.
It's just funny, like this 35-year-old man who's like a very, I mean, he's a weird looking dude who's like now in a feud with these children who want to gather up and kill him. That'd be a fun movie to see.
But I also love that Bieber just jumped to, you should be slapped around a little bit. You know what I mean? Like as if the Black Keys drummer is a child.
Yeah. I'm going to spank you.
And Bieber's the fucking adult here. Yeah. He's like, you know what you need? You need to be slapped around a little bit, kid. Like, I just love that.
Yeah.
He's a badass. I mean, listen, he might have had bangs and he might have like whisked his hair around like a pony for a while.
Sure.
But deep down inside, he is a Trojan horse.
Damn.
In that he snuck his way into society and he's going to kill us all from the inside.
In that he's a powerful beast and he will stampede you with his friends.
They always say Trojan horse. Wouldn't a horse need a magnum? I guess do it.
Oh, hold for edit.
Hold for edit.
So you're imagining that
we'll
in this scenario, horses need condoms. And they're named after horses?
Yes.
The condoms are named after the horses that wear them.
I think the idea is that you're sneaking into a woman.
Oh my God.
That was bad.
No, that's not good. What are these? Let's just drop Trojans altogether. how about these Magnum condoms? Who are these made for?
No, we can't get out of it. We can't get out of it. Everywhere we turn, it's a horse or a dick or a condom. Back to Bieber's dick, though.
We turn. The image.
We're just stuck in a box.
So Justin Bieber found God recently.
I mean, he's always been
a great
a
pivot.
Jesus freak.
Yeah, I know.
He's I was reading about his dating history, and so many of the girls that talks about him dating are like, they met at church. It's very weird. Like celebrities. It's
so I was
odd.
Just reading about this Hillsong Church.
Yes.
Have you read about this?
I stopped short of reading about this. I was Googling his church affiliation, saw the link. What's this new
church that's very hip, and all these celebrities are doing it. Like NBA players like Kevin Durant does it, like Kendall Jenner, like a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin Bieber, like, one day was just like, broke down to this like hip pastor for Hillsong and was like, I need to be baptized right now. And they're in New York. So The pastor calls up Tyson Chandler and he's like, hey, I know you have a pool. Can we baptize Justin Bieber in your pool? They go over to Tyson Chandler's place in New York because It was when he was playing for the Knicks. And the pool, they don't have access to it for some reason. So Justin Bieber gets baptized in Tyson Chandler's bathtub.
Oh my God.
Beautiful.
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
That's why you should want to play for the Knicks.
I mean, if you're going to have a spiritual experience, it might as well be in Tyson Chandler's bathtub.
Almost every... I got saved in Tyson Chandler's bathtub.
I feel like that's the only bathtub that can save you. You know what I mean? If
that
you're
must
Justin
be a big
Bieber...
Ass bathtub.
Well, he's 7 feet tall. Yeah,
yeah, that's got to be a giant bathtub.
What are you
going
to dunk Justin Bieber's beautiful head in? A lake?
That's true.
Just a dirty fucking lake? Yeah. No.
Like, Tyson, don't deserve him.
Tyson
no.
Tyson Chandler's bathtub is probably like a swimming pool for us.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's absolutely filled with holy water.
Oh,
yeah.
For sure.
Right?
At all times, yeah.
I bet he wears Magnum condoms. Go back to it for no reason.
But so that church has like a reputation as being a little culty. Which is why a lot of people are kind of suspicious of it.
Uh-huh.
Because they kind of cater to celebrities the way Scientology does.
Right.
Where they have like a special section in the church for like famous people to sit, pretty much.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's just like, and everyone wears a hat in the mass.
That is so weird.
They all wear the same hat. Like this reporter from GQ has a great article about it. And she like went to the service because it's in New York. We could all go if we wanted to.
Uh-huh.
And it's like you walk in and it's just a church full of people wearing this like kind of cowboy hat. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this? And no one like gives a straight answer. It's like, oh, the priest wore the hat one time. Now we all do. It's all very weird.
Weird. I think for the podcast, we have to go.
I would go with you guys
tomorrow?
Today.
Let's go.
I mean, is it tomorrow?
I could go tomorrow.
Let's go tomorrow.
We're gonna
I swear
go
to God,
tomorrow.
This would be amazing.
Yeah, right? Check out a Hillsong.
I will skip every holiday party to go to Hillsong. Tomorrow.
I mean, I'm assuming it's early in the morning, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't think
we'd have to skip any holiday parties.
I mean, I hope that it goes all day. That's my hope.
We're going to rage there all night.
If any of our listeners are part of the Hillsong cult, please tell me why that was offensive to phrase it like that.
I mean, all churches are a little culty, though, right?
Yeah.
You know? I feel like any religion is a little culty. I feel like until you have to draw blood, you're pretty clear from being cult. No, wait. Actually, it's if you have to give money to get up in the ranks.
Yeah. That's fucked
That's
up.
When I think it gets culty, too.
Yeah. Some churches, some like Baptist churches are like that, though, too. It's just like community-based where it's like they don't say it blatantly, like, oh, if you give money, you're going to be treated like this, but it's like that. Like,
right.
If you give a little more money, they're going to treat you better and like involve you in certain things that other people don't get involved in.
Well, that's
in.
How you get to super heaven. Now, anyone can get into regular heaven.
Hillsong is the way to super heaven.
Heaven's a gated community, dog.
That's
Damn.
Right.
Damn. You got
And it's got a cul-de-sac.
Did you?
Whoa.
I had a dream that I could buy my way into heaven, but when I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. Money that I had in a dream.
Wow, that's crazy.
that's how my money works. I dream about it, and then I can spend it in the morning when my eyes are open. Let's move on here to talking about. Oh, I wanted to talk about the Anne Frank thing really quick.
Oh, I forgot about
which Anne Frank thing.
The Holocaust.
He said Anne Frank would have been a believer.
And I think
quote.
That's offensive.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
I think that's offensive, but I do think that Anne Frank would have been a piss freak. And let me explain. I think that if you look closely at her diary, she had guilty pleasure taste. She liked Fall Out Boy.
Yeah,
like surviving. Yeah, yeah. For sure. Well, why were people offended by that?
I think it's pretty weird to be like, to make her into, to make her about him, you know? That's right. Pretty weird to make this tragedy about himself.
Why is it offensive?
I think it's distasteful, is what I would say, more than offensive.
That's a good word, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't. I don't think anybody
how is it distasteful? Because if you're sitting in an attic and you all you have is a diary, I feel like somebody tosses you some music, you're going to be a fan of whatever the fuck is tossed
That's
at
fair.
You.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. I don't think it's that much of a stretch to assume that Anne Frank, who had no entertainment, nothing to like occupy her thoughts, would have been like, Justin Bieber, trash, and be like, I would choose no music over Justin Bieber.
I like to imagine she gets the CD, she hands it to her dad, tells him to turn it up, and he's like, no, and she starts punching him in the head.
Max volume,
exactly.
Dad. That's how they got caught. Or she's like dancing too much to him. Is it too late now to say sorry?
I mean, yeah, that's probably the most offensive part about it, is that it would have been dangerous for her.
Getting caught right now by the Nazis. Wow.
Aww. Biebs.
Oh, Biebs.
Gables. Oh.
Oh, my God.
Let's talk about the monkey, Tim.
I stand by him with that. I really feel like she would have been a believer.
Yeah, so, I can see. I guess that you're right.
We haven't been able to crack
you. He didn't say that she would abandon Judaism to like be a believer.
Yeah, I think that.
That's true.
What if he said she would have sold out her family to see a Bieber concert?
That just
she would have sold out more Jews.
That shows a lot of confidence.
Savvy, yes.
If she could have had a Bieber tattoo.
By the way, this is how I argue for my friends who are completely wrong. When people are like, that person's a piece of shit, and I'm trying to defend them, I will fucking emotionally manipulate any situation just to defend my friends.
I love it.
Oh boy!
Am I screaming into the mic?
No! Since it's held further away from you, I turned it up. For you. But if you want to put it closer to your mouth,
I could do that.
There we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
I should have
I'm
just
always
told
scared
because
I'm always blowing out mics.
I like to passive aggressively turn the knobs left and right.
Oh, we should talk about the spitting thing.
Yes. Oh, we have to go. We haven't even gone to
Facebook this. Yet. Yes. I saw this.
This is crazy. So
let's
our
go to
friend,
Facebook.
Let's take it to Facebook.
Do 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 do.
We need a theme song for that. Hey, Mike.
I think that was good.
That was good.
Isolate Rosebud going.
Facebook is the color of your podcast.
Ooh, that's good.
That
makes no sense. Whoa.
Facebook is the color of your podcast feed.
Yeah, it wasn't a lot.
You just found words that fit in.
I just glued a bunch of words together, but isn't that what
Facebook
life's all about?
Facebook is the color of your podcast feed.
Facebook is the warmest color.
By the way, I also love 311. So,
oh really?
Listen to past episode with Sean Patton.
Sean Patton.
I will.
He defended them in a way that pissed off fans and haters alike because he made fun of them for half the episode. So, Danny Stratton, our dear friend and comedian. He said he spit on my friend, and then he said my friend manages a bar in Columbus, Ohio. He tried to kick Bieber and his entourage out of the bar, and Bieber spit on him. It was 4 years ago in a national news story for a couple days. I looked this up. He gave us a link to TMZ where this is all.
Which is, of course, Tommy McNamara's own.
That's right. Yeah. Tommy Mac Zeitgeist. There's not much more information than what he gave. It sounds like Bieber was 19 at the time, and so he was underage in a nightclub, and this bartender was apparently looking at him a lot. The Bieber's bouncers were like accusing this bartender of taking pictures of him, but then they confiscated his phone, and there were no pictures. But Bieber spit on him, said terrible things about his mother, father, and him. Like, call, I think he like may have called him a gay slur or something.
He's, well, that's what you do when people try to throw you out of a bar.
I don't even think that. Oh yeah, they did try to toss him out of the bar, but yeah,
it does make you wonder.
That's
what he
just
doing
what you do. That is that's the way my parents raised me. All right, if somebody tries to throw you out of a bar, you spit in their face, you call them a gay slur, and you insult their family. That's who wasn't raised that way.
Have you ever been kicked out of a bar?
I mean, I've been kicked out of several bars.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you been?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What was the most like? What was the most memorable bar kick out? I mean, you're
aren't you always
blackout?
You're always blackout.
Yeah, I guess
that
that's true.
Oh, when I get kicked out of bars.
Yeah.
We're not saying like, you're always blackout. Tommy, where are you?
On a regular basis.
Your eyes are always distant.
You know, I've taken my shirt off in a lot of bars.
Yeah, I've seen that.
A lot of people don't take kindly to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Yeah,
I don't think I've ever been kicked out of a bar. I have, like,
it's
remember.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
You were almost kicked out of a hotel.
That's true. We talked about that right after, I think. That was pretty rough. That wasn't even my fault, though. That was bullshit.
It really
I was
wasn't.
A good man.
It wasn't your fault.
That guy just hated me because I was
too
cool.
Fucking loser on a guitar.
He sucked doorman so much guy. Ass.
Oh, man. Wow.
I he mean, really he didn't was. Literally suck people's
you know what?
Asses,
he was just
Tommy.
Sad because he had an acoustic guitar. We were having a party and nobody wanted to fucking hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we were talking
right?
louder than
a get out of here, James Taylor. Guitar. Huh?
Who had an acoustic guitar?
Yeah, the guy who was running the front desk at the hotel. It was a kooky
he was playing
ass,
guitar?
It was a kooky-ass hotel. There was
yeah.
a cat that
just
wandered
around it. Was
it the
Hotel California?
It, which I did like that. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It really was like Hotel
it
California.
Was, it very much was the oh, Hotel California. It was odd. But I was getting in trouble. I was sipping white wine like in Caleb Sinan's room. It was yeah. just the two of us hanging out. And he was all pissed that I had to get in my room at like 4 a.m. I was like, I'm literally being the least amount of a problem right now.
Yeah.
He was such an asshole.
Yeah.
Anyway, that really stressed me out.
I like to think that
Joel James kept calling me gay.
Oh, wow.
Joel Johnson.
Or Joel Johnson. I said Joel. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's okay.
Well, your casual racism.
Oh, fuck you.
Their names are one letter apart.
That is
from
so
each other.
True. Their names are very easy to mix up, to be
it's
fair.
It's one letter. Janelle Joel.
Yeah. It's very easy to do.
Two letters. Two letters.
Quit shaking your damn head, Tommy. We'll edit that to make it sound like you said it.
No, but I to get back to Justin and his spitting, I will say, and I do take on a serious tone when I bring this damn. Up. If you're 19 and you're getting thrown out of a bar and you spit in some guy's face, listen, Danny, I'm sorry about your friend. I'm sure he's fine. All right, does he still have his bar? Does he still have his bar getting free publicity from Justin Bieber spitting in his face? You're welcome.
Actually, it's saying he lost everything after this.
All right. Well, guess what? We rise above it. We move on. Damn. We learn.
Fair enough.
I like to think that now they have like a cocktail called like the Bieber spit. It's just like,
yeah.
They probably do.
He spits a lot.
He should.
I just looked at a video and it's one of those things where it's hard to tell from the edit, like how this is presented, because it's like a HuffPo thing or something like that where... Apparently, I was looking up Bieber brat, because that's what a lot of people say about him, is that he's a bratty little bitch. And it's a lot of, like, the one that I found was a picture of him on a balcony with his friends, and there's a bunch of, like, teenage girls, like, gathered outside of the balcony, and then he's spitting on them, and then
some
it shows
women
him
like
and
that.
His friends, like, laughing at it. But I was going to say, in the picture, they show a picture of the girls, and they look, like, bored. And I was like, that picture was probably before he came out. I bet that they were waiting for him to come out. They got that picture of the girls all looking like, whatever. And then he spits and they're probably like, woo. I can't imagine they were pissed off about it. I could imagine girls trying to
how
catch
you
that
know,
spit in
I
their
bet
mouth
you
or whatever.
That same group of girls, 5 minutes later, they're holding up a sign that says spit in my mouth. All
yeah,
right? And he's just doing them a favor.
But according to this, look, I trust the news. I trust the mainstream media. and I think that Bieber's a bad person, according to this. I think he's a brat, according to the news. So that's.
I mean.
What's the news site?
Oh, let me see. I'm going to look up Bieber brat spit and see which one it was so that I know what it was. It's Brat Bart.
Eat my shorts.
Brat Bart. That is so
funny. Oh, it was the Daily Mail, which is never good.
No. That's always stupid. I used to work for that company.
Whoa. You did?
Yeah, because they owned Elite Daily.
Oh, shit.
Is that why it's called Elite Daily?
No.
Sorry if that's a
Elite
stupid
Daily
question.
Was its own, and then the Daily Mail bought Elite Daily, and then and sold Elite Daily for like nothing, because they bought Elite Daily for like $50 million, something like that.
Yeah, wow.
And they basically,
this was when they hired you and they said it's worth 50 mil.
They were like, they hired me. They, and that was when they had all this money. They had this huge office, like fucking Red Bull machines, like a Red Bull off the tap, you know?
Whoa,
and
shit.
Like snacks and like a lounge and all this shit. And then 6 months later, they were like, yeah, you guys are worth nothing. So, so we're getting rid of you. And then we were bought by Bustle.
Man.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm about to do that to Tommy. I'm going to replace him with Bustle any day.
Have you ever tried to write about Bieber for Elite Daily? Have you ever pitched a Bieber article?
No, they won't let me.
It's fucked up.
They just make me write astrology articles. Like, can you? They would let me write an astrology article about Bieber's sun, moon, and rising sign.
You got to do that.
I actually would. I should. That's a good.
Oh, my God.
I did write one about him and Selena's astrological compatibility.
What is it?
It's pretty good.
Nice.
Things are looking good for them.
What is he?
He is a Pisces with a Scorpio moon and I think a Libra rising.
Ooh. What is your moon?
Your moon is who you are on the... It's boring.
Okay, sorry.
It's boring. Once I start talking about astrology, I get too serious about it and I'm like, it's immediately going to lose momentum. I'm giving you guys a warning.
That's fair. Yeah. I appreciate that. I will say, oh, shit, what is the cell phone thing? He smashed somebody's cell phone, too.
Well, good for you.
He's
very
violent.
Justin, stand up for yourself. Do what you have to do to get on in this world.
Somebody pointed out how fucked up it is that he, like, every time he does something really fucked up, he tweets out to his fans, like, never stop believing. I'm Bieber. I'm going to be here forever. And they're like, yeah. And it's, like, this weird manipulative thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Our friend Nick Lavallee posted a picture on here. I didn't see this till just now, of a selfie. It says he took a selfie with me and said "kill it" before my set. Therefore, I like him and he's an artist. And there is a picture of Nick with Bieber.
That's
insane. He's like pointing at him. It's crazy. So
I saw that picture.
We will be at Nick's show. What is that? February 14th?
That's the one.
Valentine's Day. So come see us at, what the hell is the name of that venue? The Chesking
Pub in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Manchester, by the sea.
Right there.
Biebs won't be
Can't
there.
Can't beat it.
Biebs won't be there, though.
We're going to get all lit up, burn down a house with some kids in it.
Get some furniture, Lee.
What a great Valentine's Day. It's so romantic. Ruin a family.
Exactly.
We're going to hang out in the basement for a couple days. It's going to be a good time. Let's listen to Jared's voicemail while I'm thinking about it. Rosebud, I don't know if you're familiar with this part of the podcast, but we have our dear friend and foe of the podcast, Jared Thompson, the owner of the beautiful Comedy Attic in also beautiful Bloomington, Indiana.
Oh, here we go.
Where we hung out this summer.
I know,
summer.
Jared.
Yeah, where you did Limestone.
Yeah.
Festival.
A bar I should have been kicked out of.
For asking me to do Blair impressions too many times.
And for telling.
Can we get one? Really quick. What would Blair.
Oh, yeah.
Blair
do
talking
Blair.
About
she's
just.
Been on the
cause
pod.
She's been on the pod.
She's a fan.
Who among us doesn't make a mistake every once in a while? You have to. Okay? You guys. I don't know. It's been a while.
Thing.
I haven't talked to her in a while.
So
she's got strep throat right now.
Damn.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Does her voice... What if her voice got really clear and
normal,
when she had strep?
She's like, oh, my God, I'm cured.
I can't do it.
She sounds like me, like a bus driver.
All right. This is Jared Thompson speaking on Biebs.
What's up, y'all? This week, they went to Jared. The boys are going to have a guest on defending the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Oh, fuck. This is the wrong one. My bad. That's the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Spoiler.
Can we turn it up a little bit in my headphones? How do I do that?
Turn There's my headphones on.
Whatever one yours is over here.
Just test them out.
Go the other way. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that, guys. That is the Mighty Mighty Boss. Wait, did I turn myself off? Oh, I think I turned myself down. There we go. Or you turned me down.
I turned you down.
There we go. Okay, so this is Jared on Bieber.
What's up, y'all? This week they went to Jared. The boys are going to have Rosebud Baker, a terrifically funny comedian who I like a lot, on defending, I guess, the music of Justin Bieber, since this is what this show is about. I don't know. I just tried to listen to Justin Bieber. I mean, obviously, like, I'm not stupid. I know that I've heard him, you know, previously, but I wasn't really sure what I had heard or what was him versus whoever else. obviously it's not good. I think most of the polarizing stuff about him is just how stupid that he acts. Just looking at some of the highlights, he said that he thought that Anne Frank would be a fan of his. I guess he talked about being in the Klan, used the N-word.
What?
I'm looking at like a list. Spits off a balcony to his fans, pisses into a restaurant mop bucket and says, fuck Bill Clinton, which is fine. and then I know one thing he did is that, you know, he's a hockey fan because he's from Canada, but he was too stupid to know that you can't walk on the logo in the dressing room, and he did that in the Blackhawks dressing room. But maybe he hates the Blackhawks and he knew what he was doing. But I think all of this comes back to that he's just like a dumb little kid who just he became rich and famous. And I find it really hard to believe that Rosebud Baker is like legitimately in her spare time listening to Justin Bieber's music. I mean,
wrong.
Maybe I'm wrong. I guess maybe I'm just someone that wouldn't be able to believe that another person would do that, but maybe it's true. But obviously the music sucks. I mean, I guess you could argue he's got a good voice. But yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, he's a famous, rich, piece of shit white kid. Anyway, Tommy, I'll see you guys soon. Rosebud, love to have you back here in Bloomington. And that's it. All right, bye. What's up?
All right, that was Geraldo Tompler.
All right, well, first of all.
Talking Beeb.
Jared, if it's so impossible to think that a human being can like Justin Bieber. All I'm saying, yes, I like him. All right, Jared, I do. I like him a lot. I do listen to him in my spare time. I listen to him when I'm jogging because he pumps me up. I didn't know that stuff about the N-word. I didn't know that
know
stuff about the Klan. Can we please Google that?
I got to look that up because somehow that didn't show up when we Googled. Part of me thinks that Jared made that part up to be...
I like that bucket
I'm
thing.
Like, how do you have a bird tattoo? You can't have a bird tattoo and throw around the N-word.
Wait, what?
It he has a bird tattoo.
Watch Bieber's sick KKK N-word vid. Justin Bieber singing One Less Lonely N-word. What?
And that's from YouTuber R. Baker 1.
Don't know who that could be. Wild.
Jokes about KKK. What the hell is this? Okay, I stand corrected, Jer Bear.
Can we listen to? Can we play it, or would that be too hard?
I don't know if I pull it up from my phone. This is crazy.
God damn it! I was doing so good.
Yeah, this might be the thing that rips this whole thing apart. Justin Bieber, and then after this, we'll get into the playlist. We have a quiz for you too. Don't let me forget that quiz. Okay, cool.
By the
I've
way,
got a quiz.
Even
Tommy's
if this is
got
true,
a whiz.
I'm not prepared to let go of his music.
That's fair.
I mean, I listen to Michael Jackson, and I still do, and I don't care that he slept with little baby boys in his bed. So
I was talking about, do you think that he was a pedophile?
I don't. I think he was like a fucked up dude.
Yeah.
I think he probably actually had like pedophile... isms, which I guess makes you a pedophile. Yeah.
What is the pedophile ism?
I don't like wanting to snuggle with little baby boys.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird.
This is Tommy. I don't think that's that weird. Was that a good Tommy voice?
I don't
voice?
Think it's that weird.
I think it's normal.
It seems pretty normal to me.
I think it's a regular cool guy thing to do to cuddle up on little boys.
You just snuggle up on them.
Nothing wrong with a little snuggle.
Just run your fingers through their hair a little bit.
Strange children. Where the hell is this video at? Oh, here we go.
If you can't find it, that's
Sings
great.
Sings parody. I want to see. I think that this is this him?
I don't know. You have to
yeah,
play the
I
video.
Know. I'm not. I got to just play it, I guess. All right. Let me turn this up here.
This is
see
sad.
If it does it. This is that's the TMZ noise.
One less lonely nigga. One less lonely nigga. One less lonely nigga.
Oh my God.
Be one less nigga.
Oh my God.
I tell you, I'll be part of the KKK. that there'll be one less lonely.
Is that actually him, though? It's hard to tell if that's really him.
Well, we can stop.
Oh, shit.
It.
That's a video of him. It is him.
Holy shit.
That's not good.
How many views are on that vid?
There's a lot of views on this bad boy.
I don't get how that's not a bigger part of
it. How is that not a
big
video?
That's on TMZ's thing.
Didn't I know about that?
Yeah. So there's 5,000 thumbs up for that. It's 2 million views. 7,000 thumbs down. Who's thumbs upping the video?
I mean, maybe
Bieberheads. Yeah. I mean, at least it's informative. Man.
What are some comments?
God damn
These
it, Justin.
Are saying, here's an argument
I'm
on
so
it.
Disappointed.
I think it's quite clear he is saying ninja.
Isn't
boy.
It bleeped out?
Yeah. This is crazy. Wow. Well, there you go, Rosebud. Defend that.
God damn it.
This is a gotcha podcast now. Yeah.
This really is. This is gotcha journalism. I mean, no, I can't defend it. I can't defend it. He's,
This
fuck.
Is me, Tommy.
I'm really upset.
I defend it.
I'm upset about that. Spit in a bartender's face if you have to. Go ahead. But, I mean, come on, man. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
I'm so sad about that. I'm not going to stop listening to his music. I will delete the emojis from my phone.
You have Justin Bieber emojis?
Yeah, I do.
Is he wearing a hood?
There are different ones. There's one with him shirtless. There's one of him with a hood on. There's one with him...
Tiki torch?
No tiki torches. There probably should be. Just to be informative. There's one of all of his tattoos. There isn't one of his dick. I've been waiting on that for a while. Been updating, you know, on the regular.
You gotta get rat emoji for that.
Nothing coming through on that.
This is Tommy again.
That's crazy.
The only N-word I don't like is non-alcoholic. Tommy, I don't know about all that.
Tommy, just stop.
Wait, we forgot the ones. There was one more story I want to talk about for the
show. Yes,
yes. The German monkey story.
Oh, yeah. Did you
Do
see
remember
this,
this
monkey story?
I know that he abandoned the monkey. I know
Came
he abandoned
ready
the
with
monkey.
That one.
But you know what? I don't care about that either. You got to abandon a monkey. Listen, you can't take that monkey with you.
You got to leave the monkey.
You got to leave the monkey. All right? That's just a luggage issue.
Leave the
really.
Monkey. Take the cannoli.
Listen. I mean, maybe he didn't have his jet. Maybe he didn't have his jet. Maybe he and the monkey grew apart. You know, you go to Germany with somebody, you realize we don't have that much in common anymore. You know,
true.
You don't really know a person until you travel with them.
Very true.
And if you've gone abroad with a friend, you know what I'm talking about. You want to leave them behind. My sister did this to me in Italy.
Oh, shit.
She decided, hey, Rosebud, I'm going to cut you loose. I'm going home.
What?
And I was like, all right, fuck you. I'm staying in Italy. This is what's happened. You know, you learn a lot about someone when you're traveling.
Did she take the cardboard cutout?
This is the other sister.
Oh,
the other sister that I don't
I
get along with.
I love that movie. Isn't that like a side plot in Friends that he abandons a monkey in a foreign country?
I remember
country?
There was a monkey in Friends. I don't
Yeah, Marcel.
That.
It's Ross's monkey.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot about Marcel.
Yeah,
I
Marcel got...
He becomes a movie star.
I know you're incel, but...
yeah, that's true. I'm not going to have sex.
I also can relate
women
to
don't
like
want
adopting
to.
An animal and then being like, I can't handle this.
Yeah,
because
sure.
I do have two dogs and a cat, and
you just abandoned them.
I've made a huge mistake. I mean, listen,
you have two dogs in New York?
I have two dogs and a cat.
Wow.
I'm one animal away from being an animal hoarder.
That's true.
Full blown.
Damn.
It's
take
too
Bieber's
much.
Monkey.
I know I should. Honestly, if Seton left me, I would get a baby goat tomorrow. I'd be like, he's the only thing standing in the way.
I saw that you were posting about baby goats earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the-
I was like, I was actually Googling if it's possible to have a baby goat in New York. Because the way they bounce, I mean, nothing better than a baby goat going, good morning, and just bouncing off your leg.
There is nothing better.
I want to wake up
nothing
that way.
Is better.
You know, and maybe Marcel... Or not Marcel, maybe Bieber's fucking monkey was, maybe he had a different vision for that friendship,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe the monkey became an asshole. Monkeys have a fucking, you know, rep for being assholes. Mm.
Sure. That's
so,
true. Monkeys can be jerks. One of them ripped off a lady's face or whatever. Maybe he got scared that monkey was going to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if he's such a fucking asshole, which it seems like he's, you know, he might be a little bit of an asshole.
Sure.
But I'm not here to defend his character. I'm here to defend the music.
Perfect.
Which segues into
the quiz.
Boop-a-doo-doop-doop.
All right.
Fuck. And I think I picked One Less Lonely Girl as one of my favorite songs.
Let me see here. You did.
You picked Let's... Monkey No More.
One Less Lonely Monkey. Yeah.
One more
Lonely Monkey.
That'd be a great song.
All right. Let's do this quiz real fast. This is how big of a fan are you really?
Ooh.
This quiz has 3 stars. Just like the what's on this podcast right now.
Damn.
All right. So
Do
the
you
first
guys really
question
have 3 stars?
No.
We're all stars.
We're 3 stars
in the dope
right
show.
Now.
Got it.
We have like probably 4.6 or something like that. I don't know.
I hate when my friends make a joke and then I give like a logical autistic response.
Sure.
Where I'm like, really, just 3?
Yeah, that'd be bad.
People are like, okay.
Yeah, hundreds of reviews, 3 stars. All right. So as far as Justin Bieber goes, what is his full name? You have the options Justin Blake Bieber, Justin Drew Bieber, Justin Drake Bieber, Justin Noah Bieber, and Justin Ryan Bieber.
Give me the first one again.
Justin Blake Bieber. Wait, is this not? Oh, here we go. Okay.
There's no way.
There's
it's
Blake,
Drake.
Drew, Drake, Noah, and Ryan.
Fuck, it's either Noah or Ryan. Do I have to pick one?
You got
to
pick one.
All right, let's me and Rosebud against each other.
Justin.
Okay. Well, I can't open 2 different.
I feel like it's...
I guess I could.
No, don't.
Yeah, that's... It.
Ryan?
All right, we're going to go Ryan.
Noah! It's Noah.
It's Drew. You were wrong either way.
After Drew Michael, comedian.
Damn it. Damn it.
Where is Justin Bieber from? Atlanta, Georgia, Stratford, Ontario, New York, New York, or Windsor, Ontario?
Stratford.
That is correct. Name on... No, this one's lame. I'm not... You're gonna ask you that one. It was asking what name all the songs on his album in order. All right, what are his siblings' names? Jasmine and Jackson, Jalen and Jerry, Jasper and Jayla, or Jackson and Jasmine?
Ooh.
I didn't even know he had siblings.
I didn't either.
He has. They're all half. They're through his dad.
Oh, they don't.
So
count.
They don't count.
Please don't.
I'm
say
all my siblings are half.
It can't be Jasper. I just won't live in a world where Jasper is the.
Wait,
answer.
Give me the names though. Just
Jasmine and Jackson, and that's 2 of the options, but they're spelled differently. The first one is spelled Jasmine J A S M I N and then J A C K S O N, and the other one's J X O N and J Z M Y N.
I think Jasmine and Jackson money with is an on S. Those.
With an S. All right. No, it's the weird one. It's with an X and Z.
Damn. I probably could tell based on his dad's facial hair, but I had higher hopes.
How does he do his hair?
I'm Jasper Bieber. He's Jester. Just an old, he's got like a white beard as a teenager.
The curious case of Jasper Bieber.
Jasper Bieber.
Okay, so how does he do his hair? A salon every day, a portable hair dryer and straightener, natural with a hair flip. And hours and hours, many products.
Hair dryer.
Okay. Natural with a hair
Bullshit.
Flip.
Bullshit. That's not true. That's definitely
Some
not true.
Some of these, you'll find out, aren't accurate. It says, who discovered Justin first? Usher, Justin Timberlake, Usher's family, Taylor Swift, or Beyonce?
Usher?
That's got to be what they say, right? Usher's family, it says, which I don't think is true.
That's not true.
Yeah. Is this
Everybody
the picture?
Everybody knows it was Scooter.
For... Yeah, this one's stupid.
This quiz was made by Usher's family.
All right, so I didn't ask
it's
you this.
It's all just
one.
Leading questions.
I didn't ask you this question because I would have had to turn my computer around. It would have been a nightmare. But it says, "Is this the picture for Justin Bieber's official MySpace page?" And it's Bieber like standing like this on a skateboard. And the options were yes. No, I don't care. I have no idea. And you have to be a complete stalker to know that. And they would have accepted yes, or you have to be a complete stalker. I clicked I don't
question.
Care. It would have been funny if I don't care was correct. here's a good question. And I don't know if you'll know this. Would you die for Justin Bieber? The answers are yes, maybe, of course, heck no, and depends.
Depends.
Okay.
I mean, no. Now
oh,
it's
shit,
no.
I already clicked?
Now it's no. Ever since I heard that song, it really, that pierced a hole.
The answer was,
in my faith.
Was of course. Of course.
Of course, of course.
Tommy, what would you have answered for that?
Depends.
Okay.
Tommy, are you a fan?
No.
Wait, I thought you were waiting till
I
the
mean,
end.
We'll see.
This podcast is nothing if not mysterious.
This is a mystery podcast.
It is.
Sorry, my laugh is extra annoying on this episode. I'm having a good time. This question is, who is this beautiful boy right here? And I don't mean to give anything away. This is a picture of Justin Bieber. It says Justin Bieber at the top of the picture.
Who and made this? Yes.
The answers are everything good and wonderful in life. Justin Bieber, a talented, gorgeous, flawless, the boy I love. That doesn't even make sense.
I mean,
a queer, my true love.
Okay.
All of the above.
I'm going to say both a queer all. And my true love.
All right. Let's see. Incorrect. Everything except for a queer they would take.
But I said both.
They would, yeah, but because you said a queer, they.
I get a half a point for that.
This is the worst quiz. All right. Finish the line. You tell me this is for the best, so tell me why. But it doesn't give me any other. You just have to finish it. It doesn't give me options. You tell me this is for the best, so tell me why.
You ain't got no.
I need it in. I need it in the tune.
You tell me.
No,
this is
I need
for
it.
The best. So tell me why.
No, that just threw
you
me off.
Keep
more.
Keep going west.
Fuck. This is I can't.
Skip it.
Sad.
I'm gonna say a queer.
I can't. That actually is upsetting to me that I couldn't answer that.
The answer is, so you tell me this is for the best, so tell me why am I in tears?
You so tell me why am I in tears? Okay,
oh,
remember
shit,
it now.
That was good.
Yeah.
All right, last question. You have 40
you
seconds
tell
left.
Me this is for the best.
What is Justin Bieber's dog's name and breed?
This is something I could see you know.
Oh, he's a Yorkie?
Sam, you got Sam Papillon, Sarah Papillon. Sally Papillon, Sam Pomeranian, or Sarah Pomeranian?
I went to college with Sarah Pomeranian.
I don't know that. It looks like a Yorkie, the way he cuts his hair.
I mean, this quiz
Pomeranians
is from,
are,
this quiz
yeah.
is from like 2009, so it's probably a different dog.
Yeah, he's probably left
that dog
in Germany.
Yeah.
Let's say Sam.
You have 8 seconds.
Let's say Sam Pomeranian.
Okay. That is incorrect. Sam Papillon.
I've never heard of Papillon.
Me neither.
They're like the same. They both have ponytails.
You scored a 9 out of 100.
Well, fuck this. Fuck this test.
Oh, damn it. I thought that they were going to chastise you. God damn it. You still got a certificate, though. We'll print this out for you.
Thank you so much. I would like to take that home with me.
Usually they're like, you need to step up your fandom.
Step up your game,
that was
loser.
A pretty good quiz. Let's give one more plug for Chris Kringle's Chris singles. It's about that time of the podcast. No, let's jump into the playlist.
I even did like 4 full ad reads.
Can I do a sing along?
Yeah, you
sing
can sing
along. If you want. Do whatever.
Good.
You can dance if you want to.
You can leave your friends. your monkey behind.
You can pee on
leave
Tommy.
Your monkey behind.
Yeah.
All right. So the first song you gave us is a little ditty called "Beauty and a Beat." Talk about when me and Tommy were listening to this song earlier, I was like, 3012? What a random ass year. And then Tommy pointed out, yeah, he probably made this in 2012. I thought he just picked a random number. Gonna party like it's 3028.
You do it like you do.
Did we get to the thing?
Just might a not powerful. Have,
did we get to the? Oh shit.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Yeah,
it's
this song's
beat.
All over the place. I'm not. That's enough of that song. Beauty and a beat.
Beauty and a beat. All he needs.
Why that song?
Why that song?
Yeah. What does that make you feel?
It feels like I'm on cocaine. You know what I mean? Like I feel like, you know, it's been a while since I've done drugs or drank or had fun. But every time I hear this song, I feel like the rhythm is pumping through my veins.
Mm-hmm.
My heart rate is up. I'm ready to rock. I'm ready to maybe spit in a bartender's face. I am having a great time. I like this song because it just amps you up. You know, I think any song that gets you amped up, makes you feel like you can do kung fu, is a great song.
What is this? I'm reading song facts about this song. It says this features a contribution from Nicki Minaj, who makes reference to Justin's girlfriend Selena Gomez when she raps "Buns out wiener." But I gotta keep my eye out for Selena. Is she talking about grinding? Buns out wiener.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a gross way to talk about grinding.
Nicki Minaj likes to refer to pussy, wieners, whatever.
She's talking about a nice Chicago-style hot dog. You get your buns out,
she
a wiener.
She just like hot dogs.
Got to keep an eye out for Selena. A reference to Hispanic people, of course.
Well, no, it's really just that she can't have hot dogs because she has Lyme's disease or whatever it's called. No, it's not Lyme's disease. It's something else.
After Joseph Lyme.
What's the disease that makes you tired?
Lemon.
Mono?
Oh, yeah, that might be it.
No.
Mono?
No.
I think Lyme disease does make you tired.
No, it's the one that Ayana has.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. Well,
whatever.
If you know the disease, tweet at us.
Anyways, now everybody
help.
Just knows Ayana
Podcast
has a disease.
MD. Let's listen to a little bit of One Less Lonely Girl. You'll, of course, remember this song, listeners.
It's gonna be one less lonely.
Oh,
one less lonely girl. One less lonely. One less lonely.
I should have played the N-word version of it.
How many promises? Be honest, girl. How many tears you let hit the floor? How many bags you packed just to take them back? Tell me that. How many either or? But no more. If you let me inside of your world, there'll be one less lonely girl.
It's rapey in a sweet way.
You have to have that high voice to pull that off.
Yeah.
I'm coming
that
for
song
you.
Is fucking great. I don't know why he would ruin it that way.
Yeah,
I'm
he really
very
fucked
disappointed,
it up.
Justin.
I'm not going to be able to hear it the other way
now. It doesn't
now.
Even... Well, I can't hear it the way he did it on YouTube because, A, it just doesn't work with the rhythm of the song.
Played that at in the Charlottesville rally.
Oh, God. God damn it.
Pretty fucked up. I like this interview. I guess that Bieber had an interview with MTV News after he came out with the song. It says Bieber told MTV News that he hopes that the song's message gets out to those who need it. I think it's important that these girls have something, he said, so there can be one less lonely girl. He
that
just
his
quoted
quote?
His own song.
Good for you, Justin. Listen, he knows that the people that love him really just want to feel his vocal cords around them when they don't have his arms. So
his
I'm doing my best here.
His thick, hard vocal cords.
Just those vocal fibers.
Oh, God.
Wrapped around their necks. What? Anyway.
Oh, God. All right, let's listen to Next to You.
This is the one with Chris Brown.
You got that smile. Pray to God every day that you keep that smile. Yeah. You are my dream. There's not a thing I want.
give my life up for you, 'cause you are my dream. And baby, everything that I have is yours. You will never go cold or hungry. I'll be there when you're insecure. Let you know that you always love me, girl. 'Cause you are the only thing that I got.
Chris Brown.
It's fucking great.
Was that all, wasn't that all Chris Brown?
No.
They were switching off?
Yeah. That's
Chris Brown. That's
Justin.
So his voice got low.
This is after he turned 18. And by the way, it was all fun and games until Bieber turned 18.
Oh, yeah. Now it's like...
Now it's dicks
now
out.
Now wieners out.
Yeah. Dicks out on Instagram. I want to dedicate that song to my sister, Mary Stewart, also.
Yeah?
Our song.
Wow. I mean, it's fucking catchy. That's the problem with Chris Brown. I hate him, and I don't want to listen to anything he does. But I used to love Run It, and...
I've talked about this with my best friend on the phone the other day. We're like, God damn it. If he wasn't so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, we'd stop listening to his music. But it's like, I'm sorry. I can't stop. I can't stop listening to Chris Brown's music just because he hit Rihanna. I can't stop.
I stopped.
If I was Rihanna, I'd probably take a punch or two just to keep listening to his music. Right? I'd probably be
Band does not reflect
Fuck,
the
it's
views
worth
of-
it. You know, I mean, it's...
So the next song here is a little ditty.
That song from Fiddler on the Roof, though. If I was Rihanna.
If I was Rihanna.
I would take a punch out of it.
Let's see if I can run it. All right, the next song is called You Smile.
Oh, this one's great. Very excited.
First controversy free song. Yeah.
Hold for
Allow
answer.
Allow me to answer. Abso-fucking-lutely. Listen to this. Conditional as it'll ever get. You ain't seen nothing yet. I won't ever hesitate to give you more. Fuck, that is a certified tune.
Did he just say, I won't hesitate to vote for Roy Moore?
I wish I could vote for Roy Moore.
Steve Whalen in studio.
How dare you ruin this song with your puns? I mean, they don't want to turn this down. Tom's finger has been
it's
on the volume
I was reading,
for a while.
It's because I was reading song facts.
He's like, I can't stop myself. It's so good.
I like that one.
I guess
that's
August,
great. That's off his first album. Wow. That's off of My World 2.0.
That August, was his first album. It was called 2.0.
Well, there's the deluxe version, but yeah.
Okay.
In the song, Bieber explains that when his girl smiles, it makes him smile too.
So all of his explanations are just literally
really very logical explanations.
He says that his beauty and the beat.
He says all he needs is a beauty and a beat. which is all he needs.
That's it. It says Justin helped co-write the song along with August Rego and his producers. He had high praise for Rego. Justin shared with his fans the inspiration behind the song on Twitter. "You Smile is one of the best songs I have ever recorded," he wrote. "It is really a throwback to the great records I listened to growing up."
Yeah.
I wrote it a whole... Which he's 14 like, at yeah, this time.
Say, yeah.
Now that I'm all grown
back
up.
Back in his childhood.
The Justin Timberlake solo record, the old stuff.
Well,
the
old Motown. His childhood basically ended when he was like 12.
Yeah.
So I can imagine by the time he turned 14, he's like, back in my garage.
Yeah.
Which was his house.
Oh my God. The song was originally written for Music Soulchild. That's so weird. I love Music Soulchild. They have one of my favorite love songs ever. Oh, we should listen to it real fast. You guys might hate it, but I love the song. It's like, I think it's the most romantic shit I've ever heard in my life.
So when you hear Child, you think romance.
More, Roy, more. Where the hell is it? Oh, is it not on here? Is this it? I don't think this is it. Where the fuck is this?
When you smile... I smile.
It's from like 2007.
Have you like dressed up as Bieber for anything? Because you got the hair. You got.
I should.
Yeah.
I should.
What the hell is this song called?
You got the pipes.
You know what? I've even got the wig.
You have a wig.
I got the wig. I dressed up as Jim Gaffigan for Stick or Treat.
Could totally
I could be fucking
you
early
be Bieber.
Bieber
for Stick or Treat.
Absolutely. That's
Justin
what I'm
Bieber
doing
comedy. That'd be
yes.
so fun.
Yes.
I think I fucked up.
So come to Stick or Treat next year.
Great idea. I'm doing it.
Hell yeah.
You know what? I don't think I'm going to be able to find this song, but you know what?
You got
there's
one more
a great
on the playlist, right?
Yeah, we should go back to we'll end it with that.
Maybe we don't even need to.
No, we do. check out Music Soulchild.
Pitch one idea.
No, we need it. I'm in control of the iPod here or iPhone. Oh shit, this
power
is
hungry.
Oh, that's not the right song.
That's
all right.
Not the right
this
song.
Is Runaway Love.
Oh yeah. Slow it down.
Sing my baby up and hit the road. Where she's going, that's when nobody knows. I need to find her for another man does. I wouldn't want him to steal my love.
A lot of chasing women.
I'm just trying
songs.
To be
I like.
Cool. Can I be cool? Would you expect me to do?
So here's what I like about that tune. It's
that
got
great.
These wild, spacey undertones. It's as if he's searching for her low and high, both on Earth and in other galaxies as well.
Sure.
I don't know what kind of a psycho would run away from Justin Bieber, but you know, I guess he just has to write that.
Sure.
I
didn't look up the song facts for this one because I was looking up that song I wanted to hear.
Well, I will tell you, that one I like just because it's a good easy listen. You know, you're driving along, you're going down a windy road. I imagine myself driving down a windy road to this song, in a Lamborghini, of course, blasting it. And you know, if it doesn't get loud enough, I punch my speakers right in the fucking center. Yeah, that's like not. I don't know. That's not my favorite, but it's a good classic Bieber tune from my world.
Kanye also. West did a remix of this song with him. Bieber has like a
Are
lot
you sure
of
that's
remixes.
Not just the song
him.
Runaway.
Ding, ding. No, it says Wu-Tang Clan member Raekwon and Kanye teamed up with him for a remix. I want to hear that, but not this time. We are running out of time here. Let's go ahead and listen to the last song here. So you said you gave us Overboard, but you said the Miley version.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we put that on.
Oh
here.
God.
There's also the
you want to talk about
Jessica Gerald.
This is a codependent anthem.
Damn.
Is this live?
This is live. The
Are
only
you
one I could find is Miley
me?
Was live.
This is amazing. I haven't even found.
I thought you were going to be angry.
I was looking for it.
Because the other one is with Jessica Gerald, like the one that's on the album.
Yeah.
That is two siblings.
No, but the one with Miley, oh, just stabbed me in the heart. Listen to that guitar. Jared. Listen to that sweet, sweet riff. And you can just picture Miley coming out in her little bodycon dress. She's got brown hair at the time. You got the violins coming in. Fans are fucking fainting left and right.
It feels like we've been out at sea. Oh, so back and forth, that's how we seem.
Miley's not as good as I thought she would be.
It'd be great if they remade the Titanic and just put this song over the last scene.
Let's do it with the movie Overboard.
Oh, that would make more sense.
I fucking almost faint every time I hear that song. So good.
I heard he wrote it because racist Justin Bieber was over Board versus the Brown of Education and their ruling.
I'm going to push your chair up.
I'm so over this. Well, shit, guys, that's the playlist. That's six songs.
What do you guys think?
Oh, I
Tom's
got a lot of
thoughts
here.
So we
first,
rated out
yeah.
of six, and we're not rating the artist.
Or the guest.
Or you. We're rating these songs.
These songs.
Okay.
So and it's in no way a reflection.
Yes.
On you.
What I will say, I got
Let
some
me
thoughts
just say
on
right
Beeps
now,
here.
It is a reflection on me.
Oh,
two
no.
out of six.
It's absolutely
Well, if
a
that's the case,
on
one,
me.
And get the fuck out. So we have six songs here. Beauty and the Beat, Beauty and a Beat. I thought I was fine with that. One Less Lonely Girl. The N-word has now tainted it.
It has ruined it a little bit.
And it's just not necessarily for me. But it's a pop song. I get it. I understand why it popped off.
I'm so pissed he did that. I love that song. And it's like... Ugh.
What I will say about Bieber, and I respect that you made the playlist that you made, because we talked about it being early Bieber. Because new Bieber, I think a lot of people like. Like, it's fun. Sorry. And Love Yourself. Love Yourself is a certified banger. Like, I still listen to it. I mean, if it comes on, I'm not kicking out of bed for spilling crumbs. Is that the saying?
You wouldn't kick it out of bed for eating crackers.
For eating crackers, yeah. Getting crumbs all over the bed with these crackers. Have you ever heard this saying?
Nobody likes that saying. Nobody likes that saying because it always, like, you have to explain it to
people.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like one of the worst sayings.
Yeah, it's something you'd say. It's something you would say about, like, a 14-year-old woman where you'd be like, I wouldn't kick her out of bed for eating crackers.
I wouldn't go into bed with Uncle Cracker. Tell you that much.
Even if I don't care if he does ask me to follow him. I'm going to give this a 3.75.
For what?
You know what? I'm going to drop it down to 3.5 because
for which one?
Because you
for
questioned
one?
It. Don't you push me? Because
for the playlist,
for the playlist in all together.
All
because,
together.
Yes. Yeah, I was a little bored by six. Overboard. I was overboard a little bit.
Oh my god!
Runaway Love is good. You Smile's pretty good.
Oh my god!
One Less Lonely Girl. I get why it's poppy. Any song with Chris Brown on it's gonna get a negative point from my ass.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because.
Why in God's name?
I
Give
can't
me
enjoy
one
it.
Good reason Just why little. You would take off a point for Chris Brown. One
You're right.
good reason.
Rosebud, stop hitting me.
Punching on the side of the head.
I just came on this podcast and basically was like, yeah, abuse is fine. Sometimes you got to slap people around a little bit.
Tommy, what do you think?
Rosebud, I love ya.
Don't you start with that.
I gotta go
too. Butter me up.
Two
out of six. Yeah. Two out of six.
I think You Smile's fun and great. And I liked Overboard Live. I like those two. The rest, they just don't do it. It's not for me.
But you liked Overboard.
I thought Overboard Live was great. I didn't like the recorded version, which we didn't listen to. But
yeah, I preferred the recorded version, I think.
Oh, interesting.
I did too.
Yeah.
I think he's a great singer. I don't think he's not talented. It's just not my cup.
Not my crackers.
Yeah, not my cup. I do like that he pissed into a bucket.
Let me ask you this. Yes. Would you listen to the rest of the songs on My World 2.0?
Like,
would you give them a listen?
What's the scenario? Like, right now?
Like, I mean, just for me.
Sure.
After the podcast
is over.
Will you go, next time you take a shower, you sit in the shower, you turn on My World.
Sit in the shower.
I am handicapped.
I'm imagining you have a bench. And
Tommy is very non-athletic.
You have a seat in your. You take a seat on your shower bench. You throw on some Biebs and some early Biebs, and you just let your heart be your guide.
Okay.
All right, Rosebud. What do you give the playlist out of six?
I give it a 7 out of 6.
Okay,
damn, our
enough.
First ever 7.
Well, hold on. Actually, I have to deduct a point.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Wow.
I have to deduct two. Because he did really kind of ruin that song. He ruined one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
God, I'm a little sad that I even came on this podcast today, because I would have just gone through the world without knowing about that. But he did ruin One Less Lonely Girl.
It's weird because the N-word ruined that song, but Tommy said that the N-word in the Chris Brown song ruined it for him. In that scenario, you're calling Chris Brown the N-word. That's what he said before the podcast.
Oh,
I should have
recorded
it. This has been a great podcast.
Up until 10 seconds ago.
Hold for
it. Why don't we end on a low point?
Rosebud, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having
What can
me.
We promote for you today?
Just... my Instagram, Twitter at Rosebud Baker. And,
great Instagram stories from Rosebud.
Fantastic
Insta
to follow.
Thanks so much. I like to point at people and say thank you. Thanks. And a wink. Yeah, that's it. I have shows, but I don't know.
Cool. Awesome.
Here.
Thank you so much
so
for doing
funny.
This. Check out me and Tommy at Caroline's on Broadway with Mark Normand, I keep forgetting that. Mike Leibovitz, Matthew Broussard.
Dina Hashem.
And then
Noah Garden Schwartz.
That is December 21st. If you're listening to this today, it comes out.
I got the
okay?
mic cut on my beard.
Oh, no.
Disgusting.
Oh, man. That's December 21st at 9:30 p.m. at Caroline's. It's going to be a great time. We're going to do some Christmas guilty pleasure music sing-alongs.
Which we'll be talking about on the Patreon.
Yes.
Check that out.
Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/standbyyourband for bonus content.
Luckily, Patreon did not do that horrible thing they were going to do.
Yeah, they were
going to
fuck up people's rates, but they're not going to do that. So stick with us on
Patreon.
We
talked them down.
Yeah, we gave them a hard bargain.
We said, Christian lawyer call.
We said, we're going to take our 20 supporters and walk. Thanks to everybody who does that. And if you're in one of the tiers, we'll discuss songs that you send us. We still have one of those to do. We can do that on the next one.
Great.
Also, give us a little rating and review on iTunes if you're enjoying the pod. A lot of pieces of shit hate
Rosebud
us.
Rosebud thinks we have a 3.
Yeah, we have a 3, so fix that. guys, I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, the December 22nd and 23rd. Tommy will be there the following week for New Year's Eve with
Cleaning
John
Cleaning up Tom's mess. Yeah.
And I'll be giving Jared a call just to set him straight.
On the count of three, we like to say keep it crispy in this podcast. 1, 2, 3. Keep it crispy. Rosebud, say keep it crispy.
Tom
Tommy
left.
Walked away.
Tommy left, so I had to. 1, 2, 3. Keep it
crispy.
Crispy.
I was going to leave you hanging, you sick fuck.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Domestic violence is wrong.